worship in his temple after a week of labor.
因为这次总会的负责人会在我们尔湾教会举开。
Because the GA council meeting is held in Irvine.
所以有机会跟我们大家一起守安息日。
Therefore, the pastors have a chance to have to hold the Sabbath with everyone.
求主带领恕我们今天的聚会。
Ask the Lord to bless today's Sabbath.
让我们能够借着神的话语来彼此得到造就。
So that we can all be mutually edified by the words of God.
我们现在一起来祷告，感谢主，也求主带领我们。
We're going to pray now and give thanks to God and ask for His guidance.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠平安能够常常跟我们大家同在。
Thank the Lord, may the grace and peace of God be with you always.
我们现在来学习道理，互相勉励。
Study the truth and to mutually edify each other.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章第六节到第八节。
Colossians 1 verse 6 to 8.
这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。第七节。
Seven.
正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了中心基督中心的执事。第八节。也把你们因为圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。这是保罗写给哥罗西教会的书信。
Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians.
哥罗西教会离开以弗所不是很远。
The church of Colossus is very close to Ephesus.
哥罗西不是保罗亲自去建设的教会。
Colossus was not a church which Paul established by his own hands.
但是保罗对当时的教会一直都很关心。
But Paul shows great concern over all the churches.
因为保罗第三次传道旅行的时候，曾经在以弗所相当长的时间。
For on Paul's third missionary journey, he spent a great deal of time in Ephesus.
所以圣经里面讲到说他在以弗所住了三年。
The Bible records that he stayed in Ephesus for 3 years.
后来把道理就传遍了当时的小亚细亚。
He later helped to push the gospel throughout the entire Asia Minor.
因为当时可能有一些小亚细亚的，就是哥罗西的人，像这个第七节所谈到的以巴弗，在以弗所接受到道理。
And there were some people, like for instance in verse 7, Epaphras,who received the gospel while in Ephesus.
然后回到自己的家乡，就建设了哥罗西、老底嘉、希拉、波利几个教会。
And when they returned to their own individual countries, their own cities, they were able to establish respective churches.
保罗说这个以巴弗是基督里面很忠心的执事。
And Paul commended Epaphras as a dear fellow servant in Christ.
他非常热心在传道里。
He is a faithful minister of Christ who preaches
the gospel. 当时保罗是在罗马的监狱。
At the time, Paul was incarcerated in Roman cell.
以巴弗专程到罗马去探望他。
And Epaphras especially made a visit to see Paul.
所以跟他报告了当时教会的情形。
And he reported to Paul what the conditions were at the churches throughout.
因为这个教会的建立当然保罗内心很高兴不断地感谢主。
And because of the growth of the churches, Paul gave great thanks to God.
但是当时也有一些异端对教会造成很大的困扰。
At the same time, there were heresies that caused great disturbance to the churches.
所以保罗就用写信一方面鼓励他们，一方面劝勉他们。
And therefore, Paul wrote many letters on one hand to encourage them, the other is to warn them against those teachings.
向他们讲解一些很重要的基本道理。
And to explain to them a very important basic doctrines.
这是哥罗西书的一些背景。
So this is the background of Colossians.
保罗说这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天下。
Paul states that this gospel was preached to you as well as throughout the world.
而且能够结果增长。
And it has been fruitful and bearing fruit.
我们知道使徒时代的教会从耶路撒冷开始。
We know the apostolic church began in Jerusalem.
那很快的时间就传遍了犹太全地。
In a very short time, it was spread throughout the land of Judea.
然后传到叙利亚。
And then to Syria.
然后传到小亚细亚、希腊、罗马。
Then to Asia Minor, Greece, and Rome.
最后是传到西班牙。
And lastly, it was spread to Spain.
这是当时的地基。
And that was what was happening back then.
末世的福音啊, 也是一样。
And the end of the gospel at the end of the world is the same.
因为主耶稣说, 这个得救的福音啊, 要传遍世界, 然后耶稣基督要再来。
For Lord Jesus prophesied that this gospel will reach to the end of the world, then he will come again.
那我们看到 教会有一些报告啦，像连总的会讯啦，我们可以看到世界各地的教会圣工真的一直在发展。
And if you look at the IA letters, and you can see there's a visible growth of churches throughout.
英国陈天球传道，他们报告在非洲当中啊，现在有新的国家还有建立教会。
Preacher Chen from England reported that there are many new churches established in Africa.
我最近有机会啊，被连总派到各地方去啊，巡牧我们的教会。And
recently, I was assigned to check out all the churches.
所以能够看到教会在发展的状况啊，内心充满着啊欣慰跟感恩。And
being able to see the conditions of all the churches, I was filled with a great thanksgiving to God.
我去年的10月到日本跟韩国。
Last October, I went to Japan and Korea.
我们韩国的教会一直在发展。
Our Korean churches have been growing rapidly.
日本呢，在东京啊， 我们现在就有4间教会， 他们都相当热心。
In Japan, there are 4 churches alone in the city of Tokyo, and they are very fervent.
我在2月底的时候到加拿大。
In February, I went to Canada.
因为他们有一个长族的训练，还有全国的教会会议。
Because they had a whole nation conference as well as the elder and deacon training workshop.
我发觉他们在圣工上进步很大。
And I discovered that they have grown rapidly.
那现在有专属的传道者。
And they have dedicated pastors.
现在他们有2位。
Now they have 2.
也有很多的长老、执事、负责人相当的热心、同心。
They also have many fervent elders and deacons were very, very unified.
本来他们达到5个教会啊，可以成立总会了。
And originally, they have already attained the number of 5 churches and can establish their own GA.
现在连总啊，把那个标准又提高。
But now GA has elevated that goal.
说信徒数最少要1000人。
And saying that there must be at least a minimum of 1,000 members.
不过他们现在已经有800多人了，不久还是可以成立总会。
But they already have 800 some members, and very soon they can build their own GA.
3月底的时候到印尼跟马来西亚。
End of March, I went to Indonesia.
印尼的教会啊，因为我去年有去过一次，看到他们那边的情形啊，听到很多美好的见证。
And because I visited Indonesia previously and heard many wonderful testimonies.
我觉得最特别的地方就是印尼有
I think the most unique point about Indonesia is that they have the School of Canon.
我们现在有11间学校, 每一间学校大概有1000个学生。
Right now, in Indonesia, we have 11 schools. Each school has over 1,000 students.
他们学生啊, 都一定要上宗教课。
And all these students are mandatory, required to attend religious classes.
因为这是政府规定。
For this, it was by the law of the government.
所以安息日啊, 7点到8点啊, 学校里面的老师要来参加安息日聚会，先上课。
Therefore, on Sabbath, between 7 and 8, it's mandatory that all the teachers must first have service.
然后其他的学生啊，轮流聚会。
And after that, all the students will take turns to observe the service.
所以现在印尼总会里面有一些传道者啊，专门做这个学校里面的宗教教育的事情。
So now we have ministers in Indonesia who are focused especially on preaching to these students.
从这当中啊, 也有毕业生啊, 后来当专主的传道者, 也好几位。
And we also have many of the graduates from this school who later became ministers.
这是在印尼所看到非常特殊的情形。
And this is a very unique point about the Indonesian churches.
在马来西亚, 这一次看到西马那边啊, 他们建立了原住民的教会。
In Malaysia, on the east side, we were able to see the establishment of churches in the Aboriginal churches.
因为他们本来以为原住民啊, 都是回教徒。
Previously, they thought all the Aboriginals were mostly Muslims.
后来有几个传道者啊, 他们经过一个山区啊, 要去访问山地的信徒。
Later, they were a few preachers who were crossing over the mountain area.
在中途休息的时候啊, 碰到几个人啊, 就跟他们谈起来。
And while they were taking a break on their journey, they spoke to some local inhabitants.
啊, 知道他们不是回教徒。
And they discovered that these people were not Muslims.
后来就把道理传给他们, 为他们祷告, 他们就得圣灵。
So they preached the gospel to them and prayed for them, they received the Holy Spirit.
啊, 所以他们建立了第一间的 一个原住民的教会。
Therefore, they established the very first church for the Aborigines.
啊, 我们在那边啊, 跟他们聚会的时候啊, 大家都很高兴啊, 因为都是同样一个灵。
They were very joyful when we held the service together with them, for we share the same spirit.
啊, 所以他们就继续做开拓的工作。
So they continue on with their pioneering work.
啊, 两个礼拜前啊, 我刚从南美洲回来。
2 weeks ago, I returned from South America.
啊, 这一次去智利跟阿根廷。
This time I went to Chile and Argentina.
都会看到神奇妙的带领。
And I was able to see the wonderful, miraculous guidance by the Lord.
我们智利的教会啊, 就是由一对从台湾来的, 啊, 弟兄夫妇啊, 来建立的。
The church in Chile was formed by a couple who immigrated from Taiwan.
啊, 本来是因为他的亲戚啊, 在事业上遇到困难, 请他们来帮助。
Originally, it was because their relative encountered trouble in their business and asked for their assistance.
啊, 后来啊, 让他们那个工作任务完成了, 啊, 他们就想说啊, 那我们就利用时间啊, 出去发传单啊。
And so after their work was accomplished, they thought to spread some flyers around.
本来想说啊, 已经没有工作了, 就想要回台湾。
And originally they thought since there was no work left for them, they will return to Taiwan.
没想到发了传单以后啊, 却有人要来慕道。
But unexpectedly, after they spread the flyers, some people came and wanted to study.
所以为着这个缘故啊, 他们就留下来。
Therefore, for this reason, they stayed behind.
所以神也让他另外建立了事业。
And God also allowed them to establish their own business.
所以十几年来, 他们的事业, 神看顾啊, 一直很顺利在运作。
So over 10 years, because of God's protection, their business grew very smoothly.
啊, 同时啊, 也很多人来慕道, 就建立了那个地方的教会。
At the same time, many people came to study the truth, and that's how the church was formed there.
啊, 当教会里面啊, 有华人, 也有当地人, 大概够占一半。
Among the congregation, there were half Chinese and half local inhabitants.
哎，看到很多的神迹奇事。
And also witnessed many miracles and wonders.
有一个老弟兄啊, 在几年前, 是那个, 好像老人, 就是那个 Parkinson 啊,
A few years ago, there was an elderly brother who had Parkinson disease.
他那个身体行动都没有办法控制。
And he had no control over his body.
走路啊, 有时候还会倒着走。
Sometimes when he walks backwards.
啊, 很容易就摔倒。
He easily falls and stumbles.
啊, 但是感谢主啊, 啊, 这个是很难医的病。
I thank the Lord because this is a very hard to treat disease.
也只有退化, 没有进步的。
And it always gets worse, never better.
但是感谢主, 借着大家的祷告, 主耶稣怜悯。
But thank God because of everyone's prayer and God's mercy.
啊, 他现在可以行动很自由, 啊, 现在自己都可以照顾自己, 没有问题啊。
Now he can walk about freely and also take care of himself.
啊, 这个都是神非常大的一种恩典。
All of these are great blessings from the Lord.
所以这个教会里面的弟兄姊妹很喜欢啊, 学习道理。
So the brothers and sisters of this church really love to study truth.
也很努力做见证。他们最近呢、教会的登记已经出来。
And they work really hard at preaching the gospel, and recently they have this register.
虽然他们人数不多啊，但是他们已经积了$300,000准备买会堂。
And even though they only have a few membership, but they were able to accumulate $300,000 to ready to purchase the chapel.
然后所以他们盼望说，在今年里面呢，能够完成有一个固定的一个聚会的地方。
And their goal is to be able to purchase a place of worship this year.
那在阿根廷的教会也是感谢主了。
And we also thank God for the church in Argentina.
大概将近十几年前呢、有很多的移民到那边呢、去发展。
Over 10 years ago, there were a lot of immigrants who moved to that place to develop their career.
那所以当时的信徒数啊，慢慢增加，大概到80几个人。
The membership grew slowly to over 80 people.
所以他们就把旧会堂卖掉啊，准备买来一个皮件的工厂，要做聚会的地方跟训练的地方。
Therefore, they sold their previous place of worship and ready to buy a leather factory and turn it into a church.
但是刚好遇上他们经济崩溃。
But it so happens that it was the economic collapse in that country.
所以币值贬值。
And therefore, their local currency was devalued.
所以大概一半以上的信徒啊就搬走。
Therefore, over half of the membership moved away.
有的到美国，有的到加拿大，有搬回台湾。
Some moved to America, the Canada, and also Taiwan.
所以剩下大概不到40个。
So what's left was over 40 members.
后来他们就想，我们信徒都跑掉了，买这么大的地方啊，还要做什么用？
So they thought, all of our membership had dispersed, and what's the point in buying such a big place?
那就旧的地方啊，已经卖掉了，而且新的地方就慢慢整修了。
So, but since they sold their previous place, now they can only just renovate the new place.
慢慢的敲敲打打哈、花了很长时间。
So slowly, after a long time, they renovated that leather factory.
凡事都有神的美意。
For there is a good will of God in everything.
因为经济崩溃，所以国外的传道者要帮助他们呢、1块钱变成3块钱用。
And due to the economic collapse, there were.Economic assistance from abroad, and $1 can be utilized 3 times its effectiveness.
因为他们币值贬值啊，所以相对的外币啊，对他们来讲啊，就比较有价值了。
And since their local currency was devalued, so the foreign dollar and assistance became very effective.
当整修完成的时候
，and after the renovation was completed,
所以没有想到啊，从中国啊移民啊，大概200个信徒啊。来到阿根廷，所以献堂礼的时候就坐满了。
And unexpectedly, by the time the church dedication took place, there were over 200 members moved from mainland China, so the entire chapel was packed by dedication.
我这一次去的时候，他们信徒数已经达到300人了。
And this time when I went to visit, their membership grew to over 300 people.
所以他们是一直要求说啊，叫连总要派人去帮他们做训练工作。
So they kept requesting.Pastors from GA to help them train workers.
所以虽然有时候我们很忙啊，但是觉得他们更加需要啊，所以连总就派我们过去。
So even though we are very busy, but we feel that their needs are even more urgent. And I was
回过头来看我们美国的教会。
As we look back to the churches in America,
我们在最近几年啊，很多的会堂啊，要盖的、要买的啊，神都帮助我们慢慢的完成。
In the recent years, many churches wanted to purchase their own place or expand, and God has helped them to complete
their desire. 所以大概基本上啊，大部分的教会啊，这个建设的基础都稳定下来。
So, generally speaking, all the churches' foundation are well rooted.
所以接下来就是我们怎样来发展整个美国教会的圣工。
So our issue now is how do we grow our churches in America?
因为最近休斯顿他们买会堂。
Recently, Houston Church bought a new place.
他们跟总会啊申请那个贷款。
And they apply for a construction fund assistance from GA.
话题说啊，总会现在啊，还那个基金啊还不少。
And discover that GA also has quite a large sum of construction fund.
因为我们大部分的教会啊都已经建设完成。
Because most of our churches have already completed their construction.
所以我们有更多的力量来帮助那些新开展的地方。
Therefore, we have more economic strength to help the newly developing areas.
如果按照我们现在那个新开展的地方，至少有三个地方可以成立祈祷所。
And so, based on the current need, there are at least three places that can form prayer houses.
但是我们盼望说能够比较成熟一点。
But we are shooting for, we're waiting for them to become more mature.
所以我们现在就做工人的训练。
So therefore, now we just train the workers.
总会也决定说对这些新开拓地方啊。 列出了六个点，积极的来帮助他们。
And GA also has established six requirements to help them actively in these areas.
它能够成为福音新开拓的据点。
So that these will become the pioneering points for the gospel.
除了训练一些义工，去支援他们圣工以外。
So other than training volunteers to help them in sacred work.
总会的宣道处也安排。 定期的在这个地方来开灵恩布道会。
GA also will arrange for workers to regularly visit them and have evangelical services.
所以我们盼望说，借着弟兄姊妹大家共同的努力，让整个福音能够传遍整个美国大陆。
Therefore, it is our goal that with unified effort, we are able to grow the gospel in within continental U.S.
一方面也能够积极的来支援世界宣道的工作。
And on the other hand, we can actively help the spread of gospel throughout the world.
就好像这里所讲的福音传道普天下。
Just like what is mentioned here, that the gospel is preached throughout the world.
而且能够结果不断的成长。
And being able to bear fruit and grow.
他说能够让我们听到这个福音，从真理上来真正知道神的恩惠。
And that we are able to hear the gospel and truly understand God's grace.
因为我们从领受神的真道，来享受神所赐给我们的各样属灵的恩典、平安跟福气。
And because it's through the grace and also the truth of God that we are able to enjoy all of His blessings and protections.
所以耶稣带来世界的就是真理跟恩典。
For our Lord Jesus came to this world and brought with Him the truth and grace.
我们所领受的的确是神的真恩。
And what we have received truly are His grace and truth.
全面的道理。
The full gospel.
所以道理无论传到哪里，神迹奇事很多。
Therefore, no matter where the gospel is spread, you will see the wonders and miracles of God.
但阿根廷那边听到好几个见证。In
Argentina, I heard many testimonies.
有一个姐妹，她本来对我们教会很反对的。There
was a sister who originally was very opposed to our church.
她的亲戚传道理给他们，他们就一直跟她争辩。
And when her relative preached the gospel to her, she would debate with them.
没想到这个弟媳妇生了癌症。
But unexpectedly, her her sister-in-law's husband came down with cancer.
这西斯特-in-law.
The sister-in-law came down with cancer.
结果在没有办法的时候，请教会的传道者去帮忙祷告。
And because she had no way out, therefore she requested ministers to pray for her.
她说祷告以后，她整个心情本来很乱的，整个心情就平静下来。And
she said that after the prayer, originally her heart was very distressed.
她很奇怪，她不会烦恼，还是很高兴。And
now she's totally calm and worry-free.
照样祷告，照样聚会。
And she continued to go to services and pray.
后来经过了治疗。 很顺利，她的癌症就好了。
Later after treatment, very smoothly, her cancer was eradicated.
那另外她一个助理，就是她先生的嫂嫂了。
And she, her husband's sister-in-law.
本来有忧郁症的。
Originally had depression.
发现说她这个弟媳妇，信耶稣以后，那么快乐，癌症也不烦恼。
And she saw how this relative originally had cancer, very depressed, and now after she believed in Christ, became healed and no free, no worry.
她也来聚会，得圣灵，忧郁症就消失掉。
So she also came to the church, received the Holy Spirit, and no longer in depression.
每天很喜乐，到处做见证。
Every day she lived joyfully and preached everywhere she went.
我这一次去另外看到一个乌拉圭的一个太太。
And then I saw a a woman from Uruguay.
啊，她是在我们弟兄的工的店里面在帮忙。
She's a worker in our brother's factory.
因为医生跟她讲说啊，她那个胃癌啊，已经整个扩散了，根本没有办法治疗的。
And the doctor told her that her stomach cancer has already been spread, and there's no way to cure her.
啊，她就是整个人生病啊，就是等着最后一次啊。
And she's so sick, she's just waiting for her last day.
那我们教会的弟兄就，我们教会的信徒啊，就把道理传给她啊，带她到教会来祷告。
And our brother preached to her and prayed for her, brought her to church.
后来没有经过医治啊，她的病好起来。
Later, without any treatment, she became better.
她又回去工作。
She returned to work.
啊，现在啊，身体很好，又得圣灵。
Now she's very healthy and received the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们看到神的恩典啊，这个福音啊，真的在各地方啊，在宣扬来。
So we see the grace of God and His gospel really are actively working throughout the world.
使徒的教会是这样，末世的教会也是一样。
This was true in the apostolic period, and same is true today.
而且按照圣经里面的应许。
And also according to the promises in the Bible.
说末世神殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
It describes the glory of the end time will be even brighter than the glory of the former churches.
所以我们相信主的应许啊，一定成就啊。
Therefore we believe that the promises of God will come to fruition.
我们来看哥罗西书一章第九节。
Colossians 1 verse 9.
哥罗西书一章第九节。
Colossians 1 verse 9.
因此我们住从天见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切的属灵的智慧悟性上满心做到神的旨意。第十节
10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。十一节
11.
让他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。保罗称赞这个哥罗西教会啊，他们是充满信望爱的教会。
Paul praised the Colossian church as a church filled with love, faith, and hope.
所以第四节、第五节里面说啊
，So in verse 4 and 5 tells
说他们在耶稣基督里面有信心。
That within Christ Jesus, they have faith.
因为他们领受了道理啊，就相信接受，而且信仰很坚定。
When they heard of the gospel, they accepted it and also became deeply rooted in the faith.
啊，因为有了真的信心啊，所以就发出了那个真正的爱心来。
Because of their genuine faith, they were able to exhibit true love.
所以我们知道说，爱心跟善行不一样的。
And we know that love is different from good works.
所以哥林多前书十三章里面说啊，你就是啊，把你所有的去周济别人。
First Corinthians chapter 13 tells us that even if we were to offer everything that we have,
啊，就是让你的身体被人焚烧，但是没有爱也没有什么用。
To help the poor or even dedicate our body to be burned for others, but if without love, then it's not useless.
我们一般的善行啊，就是在这物质上去帮助别人。
Most of the good deeds that we consider to be good are when we perform charitable goods for
others. 这只是让人在这个肉体上啊，暂时得到了一点帮助。
So they are help physically for temporarily.
啊，当然这个是好啊，但是这个是不是最好的。
And even though this was good, it's not the best.
所以真正的爱心呢，除了这个物质上的帮助以外，灵性的帮助更重要。
So true love consists of not just the physical help, but also spiritual help.
啊，怎样能够啊把真理传给别人，让他真的能够得救，得到永远的福气
？How can we spread the truth to others that way they can receive eternal blessing.
啊，同龄之间呢、啊，在灵性上互相的帮助扶持，让我们灵性不断的成长，让我们得到真正从天上来的福气。
And amongst the membership, we can help one another grow spiritually and receive true blessing and grace from God.
啊，所以这个才是真正的最宝贵的爱心呢、啊。
This would be considered as the genuine love.
啊，这个不是用一般的善行啊就能够做得到的。
And this is nothing.That is not attainable by regular charitable acts.
那再来是存在天上永恒的盼望。
And later, Paul goes on to say the eternal hope in heaven.
他说我们暂时的这个世界上的福气啊，这个会过去的。
The earthly blessings is only temporary and they will pass away.
我们真正盼望的就是天上永远的福。
What we truly hope for is the blessings in heaven.
所以大卫说啊, 神啊, 你不要让我跟一般世人一样。
Therefore, David prayed to God saying that, do not let me be like the worldly people.
因为他们有了财富,
because they are satisfied with the mere fact that they have their family and their wealth.
但我盼望啊,
but as for David, he says, so long as I can wake up and see the Lord, I will be more than satisfied and content.
虽然他做王啊,但是他所盼望的不是地位、财富啊,这些现今的福气。
And even though he was the king, but he did not look forward to having the status, the fame and wealth.
所盼望的是将来能够见到神。
But rather, he hoped to see God in the future.
所以保罗说啊,我们是神的儿女。
Paul tells us that we are the children of God.
所以就是神的后嗣。
And we are his offsprings.
所以我们跟主同受苦, 我们将来要跟他享受荣耀。
And we suffer together for his sake, then in the future we'll also share in his glory.
所以我们如果跟将来要得到的那个福气来相比,
so if we were to compare with the glories in the future,
我们现在所受到的一些愁苦啊, 那就不值介意了。
Then all the sufferings and troubles that we are facing right now would be nothing by comparison.
因为我们所盼望的是极重无比永远的荣耀。
For what we hope for is the eternal glory in heaven.
所以我们盼望的不是现在可以看得见的。
What we hope for is not something we can see with our naked eyes.
因为看得见的是暂时的。
For what is visible is only temporary.
我们所盼望的是 那个看不见,但是是永远的。
What we hope for is something that is invisible and yet is eternal.
那我们就要忍耐等候。
And if that is the case, then we have to wait patiently and endure.
虽然这个教会啊,已经啊,在各方面,信心,爱心,盼望,啊,都有相当好的基础。
And even though this church has been well developed as far as love, faith, and all sorts of stuff.
当然,保罗为着他们的长进啊,也充满着喜乐感恩。
And Paul also was very joyful at the fact that they grew.
但是我们属灵的生命的追求啊,是要不断的成长的。
But our spiritual life must be in a constant stage of growth.
所以保罗说啊, 我们要忘记背后, 向着前面的标杆还要不断的前进。
Therefore, Paul urge everyone to forget the past and shoot for the goal in ahead of us.
要一直追求达到从主领受奖赏为主。
And we have to continue to strive after the goal so we can until we can receive the crown of glory.
所以为着这个目标啊, 保罗还是继续不断地为他们代祷。
And for this goal, continue to pray for these members.
让他们能够更加完全, 灵命更加丰盛,
so that they will be perfected and receive a fuller spiritual life.
啊, 将来所赏赐啊, 更大。
And in the future, receive greater blessing.
保罗为他们祷告有三个目标。
Paul prayed for them with these three purposes.
第一个说啊, 让他们在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
First objective is so that they will grow in the spirit and understanding of God's truth and truth.
我们常常想说啊, 神的旨意是什么, 我怎么会知道呢?
We often say that, what is God's will? How are you supposed to know that?
但圣经里面说啊, 我们要去了解神的旨意。
But the Bible tells us that we have to try to know what God's will is.
主耶稣说啊, 不是称呼主啊, 主啊这个人就能够进神国。
Lord Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be able to enter into heavenly kingdom.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去。
But only those who does the will of my Father in heaven will be able to go to heaven.
如果我们不晓得神的旨意啊, 我们怎么去遵行神的旨意?
So if we do not know what God's will is, then how are we supposed to obey his will?
所以保罗在罗马书12章里面说啊,
so Paul says in Romans chapter 12,
说我们要去查验啊, 什么是神的纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
That we have to determine what is God's good and bright purpose.
所以他说啊, 我们不要做糊涂人。 要明白神的旨意怎样。
So we should not be a foolish man. We should strive to see what God's holy and pleasing will is.
所以神的旨意是我们慢慢去查验啊, 我们可以了解的。
God's will is something that we can and will be able to determine if we put effort into it.
而且保罗说啊, 我们要满心知道神的旨意的。
Paul also tells us that we have to do so with a full heart.
但是我们从圣经里面看到啊， 神他在创世以前啊， 就借着耶稣要来救赎我们。
We see from God's intention that ever since the day one of creation, He had already prepared the salvation plan for us.
让我们能够脱离罪恶啊， 成为圣洁。
So that we are able to get rid of the sins and become sanctified.
从撒旦的权下归向真神啊， 做神的儿女。
We'd be able to withdraw from the control of Satan and become God's children.
让我们能够享受永远的福分啊， 这是神的旨意。
So we can receive the eternal blessing in heaven, and this is the will of God.
所以呢，我们可以靠神啊， 常常过这个喜乐满足的生活啊。
And so we are able to rely upon God to live a holy and pleasing life to Him.
有时候神对我们每一个个人啊， 也有他的旨意。
And sometimes God has also different requirements on each individual.
我们要借着明白圣经， 常常祷告啊， 然后我们就可以了解。
So we have to pray constantly and also read the scripture. We'll be able to understand what His will is for us.
有一次啊， 保罗要到耶路撒冷去。
One day, Paul was going to Jerusalem.
很多人啊， 就劝他说你不要去。
And many people tried to dissuade him from going.
因为有先知预言说， 保罗去了以后会被捆绑。
Because there were prophets who made the prophecy that when Paul goes, he will be bounded.
所以很多人啊， 流泪劝他。
And many people try to discourage him from going with tears.
保罗说啊， 你们为什么这样呢？
And Paul asked him, why do you make me so?
不管是受捆绑， 就是上吊生命， 我都愿意。
Whether being bounded or lose my own life, I'm willing to go.
主要行完神的旨意， 领受， 完成从神领受的职分。
As long as I can complete the mission and also the will of God.
所以保罗对神给他的任务啊， 他相当清楚。
Paul was very clearly aware of what God's mission for him was.
因为神要他把福音传到外邦人去。
For God intends for him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
让人来享受福音的好处。
And that others will also be able to partake in.
他也要借着这样啊， 不管生死都要来荣耀神。
So that others can also enjoy in the gospel, and he will glorify God, whether in life or death.
所以他很清楚啊， 他的使命是什么。
He is clearly aware of what his mission on earth is.
主耶稣对彼得说啊， 你将来啊， 你现在年轻的时候， 你要到哪里很自由啊。
Lord Jesus told to Peter that while you're young, you can go anywhere you please.
年老以后啊， 人家要把你把， 迁到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you're old, people will take you to places you don't want to go.
因为主耶稣要彼得啊， 把来为主殉道， 来荣耀神。
Because Lord Jesus intends for Peter to become a martyr and glorify God.
那彼得就问说， 啊，那约翰呢？
And then Peter asked him, what about John?
主耶稣说啊， 我如果要让他活到， 我再来跟你有什么关系啊？
Lord Jesus responded by saying, if I want him to remain alive until I come again, what is that to you?
你只管去传神的道啊。
All you have to do is just to preach God's gospel.
因为神给每一个人，每一个人的使命不一样的。
For God's mission to every individual is different.
所以你主要了解神要你做什么。
So as long as we understand what God's will is for us.
神在你身上的旨意是什么。
What is His will for us as an individual?
我们要祷告，求神让我们明白。
And we need to pray and ask God to give us that understanding.
那你说我们行事为人要对得起主。
And also states that we need to live a life that's worthy of God's grace.
我们得到神很多的恩典， 所以我们不要辜负了神的恩。
So since we have received so much blessing from God, we should not waste His grace.
所以有所是说啊， 行事为人要跟所得到的恩典那个相称。
And we should live in a life that is worthy of the blessing that we received.
那就是那个天平啊， 在称东西啊， 一边砝码， 一边东西啊， 两个要平衡。
For instance, on a scale, you need to balance both sides.
伯沙撒王啊， 神让他得到权势做王。
King Balthasar, he was given, by the grace of God, he became the king.
结果他把圣殿里面的东西啊拿来饮酒作乐。
And he took all the sacred tools from the temple and tried to enjoy in his indulgence. And God wrote with his finger on the wall.
神告诉他说啊， 因为神跟他称啊， 太轻了， 翘起来了。
And God put him on the scale and found him he was too much of a lightweight.
所以神说啊, 你的国度啊, 今天为止,
and God said that you're found wanting and your kingdom will be taken
所以那天晚上啊,
away from you.
王被杀,
and on that very night, that king was murdered and his kingdom came to ruin.
所以圣经里面说啊,
the Bible states that the fig tree will grow, will bloom.
啊, 如果不能够结果啊, 说主人就会把它砍掉啊, 啊, 不要让它白占地土。
A fig tree must bear fruit. If it doesn't bear fruit, then the master will chop it down, so it doesn't waste the earth.
所以我们行事为人, 要对得起主。
Therefore, as human beings, we have to live a life that's worthy of God's
啊, 能够结出各样美好的果子来荣耀神。
Worthy of God's expectation of us and to bear fruit that will glorify God and benefit us.
因为文言里面说啊, 不是我们拣选了主, 而是主拣选了我们。
Gospel John says that it's not us who picked God, but God chose us.
那主选召我们的目的就是分派我们去结果子。
God called us for the purpose so we can go and preach to bear fruit.
啊, 让我们所结的果子很多啊, 常常存在, 啊, 让神得荣耀。
And when we bear much fruit, we can bring constant glory to God.
啊, 因为我们常常结果子, 所以神就喜悦。
And because we constantly bear fruit, we will please God.
啊, 我们奉主的名一祷告, 神就垂听。
And whenever we pray in the name of Lord Jesus, He will hear our prayer.
所以我们第二个祷告啊, 就是要求神啊, 让我们行事为人对得起他, 多结果子, 荣耀神。
Second objective in our prayer is that our life will be worthy of God, God's grace, and to glorify Him and benefit others.
啊, 第三个说要在各样的事上啊, 能够力上加力。
And third objective is to, in all things, to receive strength upon strength.
我们属灵的生活就是一场征战。
Our spiritual life is a constant battle.
所以我们要把道理行出来啊, 一定会遇到很多阻力, 还有我们自己本身肉体上的软弱。
Whenever we try to carry out God's will, we will encounter many troubles, and plus we have many human weaknesses we need to overcome.
我们要推动圣工啊, 一定会遇到很多的阻挡。
Whenever we want to push forward on the sacred work, we encounter many obstructions.
因为魔鬼不愿意,
for Satan is unwilling.
所以他要想尽办法, 啊, 来破坏,
and he will do his very best to sabotage our efforts.
所以往往我们要靠我们自己的修养啊, 我们灵修不完全。
So often if we try to foster a better spiritual life, we are inadequate.
保罗说啊, 我想行得善, 我就是行不出来。
Paul says that he is unable to carry out the good that he intends to carry.
啊, 我们要推动的工作啊, 常常遇到很多的阻力。
We often encounter many obstructions on sacred works that we like to push forward.
所以一定要靠着主的帮助啊, 给我们加添力量。
So we must rely upon the strength from the Lord to help us overcome.
我们才能够真正的力上加力。
And only then we will receive strength upon strength.
以利亚虽然是一个非常有能力的先知,
even though Elijah was a very powerful prophet,
啊, 听到耶洗别啊, 发誓要杀他, 他就逃命了。
When he heard Jezebel threatening and swore to kill his life, and he just ran for his life.
还躺在树下求,
and he became so powerless that he even prayed for death under the broom tree.
神派天使啊, 带着饼跟水来给他, 叫他说啊, 你要起来吃喝。
And God sent an angel to bring him bread and water to ask him to eat and drink.
啊, 吃完喝完, 又躺下去睡觉了。
And afterward, he lay down to sleep.
天使第二次来啊, 叫他起来要吃要喝啊, 因为你要跑的路很远啊。
Second time, the angel came and gave him food to eat and water to drink and told him that there's still a long way ahead of you.
啊, 这个后来他借着饮食的力量啊, 可以连续跑了40昼夜啊, 跑到神的山。
Later, because of the food and the water, he was able to run for 40 days and night to the mountain of God.
所以圣经里面说啊, 就是少年人都会疲乏困倦跌倒。
The Bible tells us that even the young people will become tired, exhausted, and fall down.
不管你认为你多么刚强啊, 总是会跌倒的。
No matter how strong you think you are, one day you will fall down.
啊, 但是唯有依靠神的人啊, 才能够从神得力。
But only those who rely upon the Lord will receive strength from Him.
啊, 才能够奔跑不会疲乏不会困倦啊, 好像鹰一样的展翅高飞啊。
So that they can run tirelessly and fly like an eagle soaring in sky.
所以保罗说啊, 我夸口我自己的软弱。
Paul says that I boast of my own weaknesses.
因为我软弱的时候，我知道我要靠主。
Because when I know I'm weak, I need to rely upon God.
当主的能力复辟我，我就在软弱当中得到刚强了。
And when the strength of God comes upon me, I will be awakened and become strong, even though I was in weaknesses before.
所以保罗说啊，我们要靠着主荣耀的权柄，让我们那个力上加力。
Therefore, Paul encourages us to rely upon the power of God's glories to help us.
不是靠我们自己，要靠神的大能大力。
To help us gain strength upon strength from the Lord.
我们就可以做一个刚强的人。
We don't rely upon ourselves, we rely upon God, and we become a powerful person.
所以保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And Paul says that when I rely on the one who gives me strength, I can overcome anything.
那再来说啊，我们可以凡事啊，欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
And Paul goes on to say, being joyful in all things and endure patiently.
我们常常遇到一些啊不如意的环境啊，然后我们就常常抱怨。
When we encounter things that are going against our way, we will grumble.
为什么我们这么不幸啊？这个事情会临到我身上。
We will complain. How come we are so unfortunate? These bad things keep happening to us.
这是人之常情啦、啊。遇到困难，因为你没有办法克服啊。所以一定会埋怨。
This is a natural human reaction. When things are not going well for us, we cannot overcome, so we will complain.
有时候对人家对我们不合理的待遇啊，我们就怀恨在心，有的人就想报复。
And when other people do something against us, we would hold grudges and try to take revenge.
所以圣经里面说，一般人就是你以牙还牙，以眼还眼嘛。
And the Bible tells us that most people would return an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
你对我不好，我当然对你不好。你对我好，我就对你好。
If you mistreat me, of course I mistreat you. If you treat me nice, I will treat you nice.
那主耶稣说啊，如果我们跟一般人一样，我们有什么可夸口的？
The Lord Jesus tells us that if you are behaving just like a regular folk, then what can we boast about? We are no different.
但是如果按照人的标准就是这样。
But according to human perspective, that's how people work.
那神要给我们力量。
But God will give us strength.
很容易把神的道行出来。
To help us easily perform God's will.
所以让你可以忍耐，可以宽容，而且不是勉强，而是欢欢喜喜的。
So that we are able to endure and also accept it joyfully.
因为神给你属灵的力量，从内心里面得到刚强起来。
Because God gives us the spiritual joy to help us become strong from within.
所以你要饶恕赦免人啊，要用爱心去恩待别人，变成很容易。
So to forgive others and to treat other people who are nasty to us becomes very easy.
所以在以弗所书的第三章里面说，我们求神呐、啊，让我们明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
The gospel tells us that we need to ask for God to help us understand how high, long, and deep is the great love of God.
让主耶稣基督的这一种爱充满在我们的心。
And we allow such kind of magnanimous love to be filled within us.
让我们心灵的力量啊能够刚强起来。
So our spirit within will be strengthened.
让我们很容易啊把这个爱心呢、啊、就实行在弟兄姐妹的身上。
And in this way, it will be very easy for us to show our love to our fellow brothers and sisters.
所以我们在行道里啊，不是靠我们自己的修养。
When we are trying to carry out God's will, we don't do so by our sheer human will.
而是很需要从神来的力量。
But rather, we need to depend on the power from God.
所以我们在所道里也不是说因为啊怕神管教我们、惩罚我们，而是战战兢兢在所。
And when we obey God's commandment, it's not because we fear Him that He will punish us, therefore we obey it.
而是守得很辛苦。
And if we do so, then it will become very laborsome.
所以神对以色列人说啊，他们以前的祖宗啊，神就啊带着的拉着他说，你要做这个，你要那个。
God says that previously, the Israelites' ancestor, they have to be coerced and prodded alone to follow God.
但是他们还是硬着景象的，就是一直背逆神啊。
But still, they were stiff-necked and rebel against God.
所以神说，我现在给你们一个新的心。
So now God says, I will give you a new heart.
因为给你们一个新的灵。
And give you a new spirit.
那这个灵啊，在你们身上啊，就来把你的生命啊改变、更新、变化。
And the spirit will transform you from within.
所以给你们一个新的生命。
To give you a new life.
所以你有新的生命，你就可以有一个新的生活。
With this new life, you will be able to live a new lifestyle.
所以借着神的灵充满啊，是要来让我们属灵的生命啊更新变化。
The infilling of God's Spirit is to help us live a transformed life.
说不是把那个神的诫命啊刻在石板上，而是刻在你的心里面。
And we are not to write down God's law on stone tablet, but rather on our fleshly tablets of our heart.
把你的心啊从石头心啊变成一个肉的心。
And to turn our heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
让你从内心里面很乐意、很欢喜啊，来行神的道。
So in this way, we will joyfully and willingly to obey God's will.
所以行神的道变成一种很自然，而且是很乐意，不是勉强的。
Therefore, obeying God's will becomes something that's very joyful and uncoerced and willing.
这是要靠着神给我们的全能的荣耀啊，赐给我们力量。
We need to depend on God's eternal glory to strengthen us.
有一个姐妹说啊，她刚信主的时候啊，她的丈夫常常啊欺负她。
Her sister testified that when she first came to the Lord, her husband often bullied her.
当然那个时候啊，她也知道说啊，我既然这个道理对了，我就要坚守。
But she said that because she understood the truth is right, and she will hold on to it.
不管你怎么骂、怎么捂住、怎么逼迫啊，我就是不离开神。
No matter how you rebuke me, revile me, I will still hold fast to God.
他说经过了好几年了，当然他为这所道理也相当辛苦。
And she said after many years, and of course she held fast to the Lord, with great labor.
他说啊，去参加神训班以后啊，成人神训班回来以后，他知道说怎么来克服这样的事情。
And she said there was once she attended an adult spiritual seminar, and she learned how to overcome her weaknesses.
他就是祷告啊，神的灵充满。
She relied on prayer and allowing the Holy Spirit to infill her.
虽然她的丈夫啊，一开始对她的态度还是一样。
Even though in the beginning her husband treated her no differently from before.
但是她不是跟他冷战了。
But she no longer engaged in cold war battles.
而是她现在可以很自然的从内心里面去体谅他。
But now she is able to forgive him from the bottom of her heart.
所以她现在不会跟她先生对立。
So now she no longer come to but with her husband's head to head.
平时啊，又对她的先生很好。
And also, regularly she would treat her husband with kindness.
所以她说，有时候啊，她先生啊，跟她讲一些不合理的话，她回答不一样，她先生就觉得很奇怪啊，用很奇怪的眼睛一直看她。
And so sometimes when her husband made some unreasonable remark, she responded kindly, and her husband became startled.
觉得她太太怎么讲这种话，让她不可思议啊。
And he was very surprised that she replied so kindly, unlike her usual self.
有时候还会再问一句说，真的是这样吗？
And he would even ask, is that really what you meant?
她说是啊，真的这样。
And she said, yes, that's what I mean.
结果她先生啊，无形当中改变了。
So, without awareness, her husband was transformed.
虽然现在还没有来信主。
Even though now he's still unbeliever.
但现在每一次聚会的时间啊，就是时间到了，怎么还不去聚会？
But now, when it's time for worship, he would remind her, it's time for service, why don't you go?
她一直一开始想用自己的方法来改变她先生啊，但是做不到。
Previously, she used her own human ways to try to change her husband, but she was incapable.
但神让她自己生命改变了。
But later on, God allowed her to transform herself first.
她能够忍受她丈夫不合理的对待。
And she was able to withstand the unreasonable demands of her husband.
用爱心、用关怀的态度来对待她先生。
And to return her husband's nasty attitude with kindness.
她说她不是做得很勉强，而是因为神给她力量，很自然。
And she did not do this reluctantly, but rather she did it cheerfully.
无形当中，她先生也跟着改变。
So without awareness, her husband was transformed.
这是我们要从神那里得到的力量。
This is the strength we obtain from the
Lord. 我们才能够做得到。
Only then can we achieve.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus Christ help us.
唱诗397首。
Please sing hymn 397. Let's pray for the growth of our church, and may the Lord abide with us.
啊，那我们欧湾教会啊，要新建筑的工程能够很顺利完成。
And that the Lord will allow the second phase expansion in Irvine Church to complete smoothly.
啊，我们也盼望大家为总会在这边的开会祷告。
We ask everyone to pray for the GA Council meeting held here.
我们所决定的事情能够合神的旨意，啊，能够对圣工的发展有所帮助。
So the resolution passed here will be able to grow and prosper God's work.
啊，也求主啊的灵充满我们每一个人。
And we also ask the Lord's Spirit to fill in every one of us.
让我们满心啊知道神的旨意。
So that we are able to tell clearly what God's will is.
啊，让我们能够在各样的善事上啊多结果子来荣耀神。
And in this way, we can bear much fruit in all good deeds to glorify God.
啊，能够在各方面啊都能够力上加力。
And we'll be able to receive strength upon strength in all areas of our life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.